Hi, I'm Amy Donaldson.
And I'm Jason Lee.
Listen to our free podcast, Voices of Reason, unless you enjoy screaming matches.
Nope, you're not going to hear that with us. You'll hear folks who may disagree, but seek to understand different views.
That's Voices of Reason on the KSL Radio app or wherever you find interesting podcasts.
Welcome back to Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson. I'm Mia Love, and I'm guest hosting with my friend Scott Howell. Yesterday, we were following a story with Donna Miller, a woman who is suing the city of Murray for racial bias. She told us a story of being stopped by the police officer, being tested with all of the tests coming negative. We also heard from Heather White, an attorney for the city of Murray, and we had her on for two segments, and we obviously just want to be fair, so we somebody reached out to us and asked us if we could have the attorneys or counsel for Donna Miller to talk about her case. And so today we do have a guest on. His name is Jason Gout, I believe his name, and he is going to be talking about Donna's case. He is with the ACLU, and he is an attorney representing Donna in this case. Jason, are you on?
I am. Hi, Mia.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for coming on. Scott is with me. Tell me about Donna. Tell me what is going on. We heard her story yesterday. It was really compelling. We also had Heather White, the attorney from the city of Murray. Tell me what you're doing with Donna's case.
Yeah, so right now we're just trying to vindicate some of the issues that she faced in this case. You guys already kind of know the basic background, DUI stop. In addition to everything related to that, there's collateral consequences with that case, right? That her car was impounded. She had to get her license reinstated. That was about $1,000. And so when you officially move to a new state and you got to cough up $1,000 out of nowhere, that's very frustrating. There's also issues with getting her license back. We'd advocate with the driver's license division multiple times to have that reinstated and get her reinstatement fee returned. Especially given that the case was ultimately dismissed, but at the same time, the case is still prosecuted despite knowing that she had passed all these tests. And so just generally, and Donna can speak to this better than I can, of course, but generally that there's just been a lot of other consequences too. Just going around, driving around the city is a much different experience for her now than it was before.
Jason, as a certified mediator, have you and the city talked about taking this to mediation as opposed to going through the judicial system?
Yeah, that's the process that we've been working on. But I guess I'm not going to get into the details
sure.
of where we landed on that.
Sure, sure. Well, I think that the case yesterday was something that I hadn't really paid that much attention to, but one of the things that the Heather, the prosecutor, told us is that there were other elements found with some of those blood tests. Do you know what they're talking about on that? And I guess if we took blood tests on everybody, we could do a whole panel and find something that's in our system.
Sure.
But is there relevancy to that in the case at all?
Yeah, so that's a problematic statement. And just for everybody's own knowledge and my background, I was a criminal defense attorney in Colorado, and I did a lot of DUI trials. And so listening to some of those discussions was problematic. The idea is to say that because this test didn't show anything doesn't mean there wasn't something in your system. When we know that we're dealing with a diabetes medication, doesn't make any sense. I myself am diabetic. I've been on oral medications, and I'm
sure.
currently taking insulin. And if an officer was trained on diabetes and somebody was having a diabetic issue where they're having trouble driving, if they believe that they're impaired because of that, it's probably the result of a low blood sugar. And that's a medical emergency and not a reason to try to do a bunch of tests on somebody to find some sort of problem to arrest them for. So that idea that we only screen a limited number of drugs that is, like, so small that it's going to miss a lot of problematic ones, I think is a very unfair characterization. Those panels do a pretty wide screening, and so generally you're going to hit a lot of different types of substances that would impair your driving and cause a public safety threat. In this case, the officer would have known that she was taking a diabetes medication from the outset, and that is what she told him. And so this idea that he was investigated for something else is a problematic narrative.
Okay, so there are a couple of things. Let me just first of all say, this is not about police versus a black Utahn. As a matter of fact, I do believe that if this were anybody of any race, it would be worthy of our efforts to investigate and to look at, because I think that it's important for us to have these conversations, to continue. I keep talking about having uncomfortable conversations. It's important. Because at any point, if somebody has to go through the same things that Donna Miller had to go through, I just think that it was incredibly embarrassing for her. It was tough for her. Her car was impounded. Let's remind everyone also the facts that came from both sides yesterday was all of the things that were tested, that she had tested for, alcohol, marijuana, they all came back negative. She also had insurance. At one point, she was stopped for not having insurance. She provided proof of insurance. And yet, all of these things still happened to her, and she still had to have so many financial and emotional issues to deal with after this. But with that being said, I mean, what can we at least admit or talk about the responsibility that an individual police officer has to be careful and diligent in a case like this? I mean, are you asking for any training at all so that could be part of that suit?
Yeah. Mia, I definitely agree that just as, like I said, my background is in criminal defense, and any defense attorney reviewing the facts of this case would be incensed at how this theft occurred. I guess I just want to clarify, too, that based on the conversation I heard yesterday, there's definitely some factual disputes, but if you read the officer's police report, when he first sees Donna, according to his report, which is what prosecutors rely on, right, when they charge a case, there's no mention of Donna appearing confused or that she's the wrong way in traffic. The only thing you can infer is that he saw Donna at a stoplight, not moving, and based on the color of her skin, decided, maybe I'll check this out. And we know in Utah that there are disparities in arrests and traffic stops. ACLU just did a study where we have the 11th worst disparity rate in the nation for marijuana possession arrests. You are 4.9 times more likely to be arrested as a black person in Utah than a white person in Utah for marijuana possession, even though use rates are the same. So there's an issue with policing. So to get to that point, yeah, we definitely need to have better training on a lot of different issues. I think better DUI training here, better training on how people with diabetes are treated during these sort of stops, better training on implicit bias. And that's going to be a long-tail effort. And I know that right now there's still a lot of studies being done on implicit bias trainings, what's effective, what's not effective. But we do know for sure that you can't just take one training and then all these issues go away.
Right.
Jason, we only have 30 seconds left approximately, but in our closing, can we create a win-win out of this? Definitely Donna needs to be remunerated for reimbursed for expenses. I mean, that's just that is wrong. But second of all, can we help our police force to be public safety officers first and number one? And can we create a win-win out of this so we're much more sensitive to our black brothers and sisters, and that we can end this predatory signaling out?
Yeah, I think we can, and that's the hope. And, I mean, it's just one of those things that at the outset I got to just say that everybody's impacted by implicit bias. This is something that I've had to work through as a defense attorney, just, you know, generally. Our criminal justice system has to work through this. So this is like a holistic issue. This isn't just a Murray City issue. Like I said, there's a statewide issue with different arrest rates, right? And we have these disparities. And so just one of those, as you guys have been saying, we need to have hard, difficult, honest conversations to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But we have to be prepared.
And those police officers, those police officers that are out there that are doing it right, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And but this is by no means, we're not bashing public safety. What we're saying is we can all improve and we can be better. And we need to learn that racism is zero tolerance. And we've got to take that lesson. So Jason Groth from the ACLU, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate your time and insight, and best to you and best to
Donna.
Donna, yeah. That the right things happen on this, but I think it's a perfect time to create a win-win and that we end this bias profiling that goes on.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
And everyone, thank you for joining us on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson. I'm Scott Howell, and my great co-host, Congressman Mia Love. We appreciate it. We're going into our final segment, so you won't want to miss this. This is when the skies really light up with the fireworks.